You're listening to SBS News.
John Fell operates a health and fitness business with his wife, Ruth. The business, Rise Health and Fitness, in the inner Sydney suburb of Pyrmont, employs just 9 other trainers. John and Ruth must share the workload, including looking after back-end admin and finances, as well as being personal trainers themselves to a number of clients. John says that while running a business is rewarding, it can be a huge commitment for anyone to take on.
It's all-consuming. So, you think about it all day, every day, and you try and put all of your energy into it to make sure that it's going to be a success.
Rise Health and Fitness is among more than 2.2 million actively trading small businesses in Australia. The CEO and founder of the Small Business Association of Australia, Anne Nalder, says that running a small business is more challenging than ever before.
Years ago, you could start a small business with very, very few dollars and you had a chance of making it good. But today that doesn't apply anymore because you've got competition locally from big business, small business, and you've also got competition from overseas as well, because the global market is in our backyard, so it's you're no longer in isolation.
According to research by small business loan specialist OnDeck, 49% of small and medium enterprise owners haven't taken a holiday in the last 6 months. And of the 430 small business owners surveyed, more than 1 in 4 say they haven't had a break in at least 4 years. It's a figure that alarms OnDeck's head of marketing, Oliver Wade, who has also found that many owners don't plan to take time off anytime soon.
30% of the respondents said they had no plans to take any time off in 2019. And partly for the reason that they run the business, and if they're not there, the business doesn't operate as well, or there isn't somebody to stand in for them.
Some 88% of Australia's small businesses are classified as micro-businesses, employing between 1 and 4 people. Ms. Nalder says owners of these businesses can find it even more difficult to take time off.
As a micro-owner, especially if you're only a 1 or a 2-person band, you can probably appreciate taking time off is almost impossible because you are the business. Unlike a small to medium enterprise, which you have other people that you can delegate, as a micro business, that sometimes becomes an impossibility. So I can understand that taking time off can cost you money.
But experts are warning of the risks associated with not taking a break. John Fell says that it shows the owner isn't prioritising their health, often leading them to making poor lifestyle choices such as having an unhealthy diet or low physical activity levels. These choices can have serious health impacts, including contributing to the risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Ms. Nalder at the Small Business Association of Australia adds that if the owner becomes exhausted, it can also be detrimental to the business.
To run a business, you've got to be psychologically, mentally and physically fit, because if you're not, you can affect the way you deal with your business, the way you deal with your customers. So it's very, very important to have as best health that you possibly can.
Mr. Fell admits that it wasn't until his 2 young boys were born that he and his wife started making an effort to go on holidays so they can relax. But he adds that the breaks don't need to be long.
Depending on the individual circumstance of the person. If you're a start-up and you're just getting going and the cash flow is not great, then you're going to minimise those breaks probably just to, weekend trips or even just a long weekend, just take a Friday or a Monday off.
Even when business owners take a break, 95% of them say they can't stop thinking about their business, with just 5% saying they never check their work emails on holiday. Mr. Wade says that it's vital business owners make an effort to take time off.
Try and switch the phone off for in that time. Try to maybe not answer emails or just take it a bit easy and make the most of the time off so that when you are back in the business, you're re-energised and ready to go.
While it's important to take some time away from work, Mr. Fell has tips on what people can do in their everyday lives. He cites meditation as playing a big role in allowing him to continue his 12-hour, or sometimes longer, working days.
You can do that in 20 minutes a day. You don't need a massive commitment or a two-week holiday of debauchery. In fact, sometimes that's where I think people get it a little bit wrong. They work very hard. They're so focused on their business. And then they need that break, which is, of course, is great in theory. But then they might go away and just let loose to a point that doesn't really support their energy levels, you know, they're staying up late, drinking, eating all the wrong foods or whatever.
Mr. Fell reiterates the importance of looking after yourself.
It's really important, first, to understand that the best thing is to make sure that there's you're getting enough sleep, you're getting enough movement, you're eating well, and you're managing your mental sort of focus and stress levels. And that's going to be slightly different for each person, obviously depending on their situation, but the fundamentals remain the same.
And Mr. Wade adds that the health of these individuals can impact Australia's economy.
They really are such an important part of our economy. They contribute, you know, almost half of our GDP. And so this sector is hugely important, and the health of that sector is really important.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.